First, you bring your awareness to the heart. And you notice its qualities. How open it feels, or how closed. How tender or tough or crusted it is. Or maybe it feels congested, or energy can flow through it. Does it feel it has room, or does it feel compacted inside? How much space does it have? For example, in the front, it can be closed and open in the back. Or the top could be crusted and under is wide open. And if the energy can flow in certain directions, and it can't in other directions. Zoom in with your attention and your awareness. Bring your awareness to the region of your heart and get to know it a little better. So wherever your heart feels crusted or closed, compacted or congested, it means there is a protective part trying to protect it. There is a protective part inside you trying to protect your heart. And I would like to invite you to get to know that protective part a bit. So let's see if we can find it inside our body and focus on it. Focus on the protective part within yourself. How do you feel towards that part? heart which is trying to protect you. Can you feel some curiosity towards that part inside yourself which is trying to protect you? So check out how you feel about this part, and if there are maybe other parts inside you that don't like the part inside yourself that's protecting your heart. And if you can notice some parts within yourself that are judging that part in yourself that is trying to protect you, could you set them aside a little and let them open space for you so that you can allow some curiosity towards your protective part? It has been working so hard to protect your heart. So now ask it, what is it afraid of would happen if it didn't do this to your heart? If it didn't protect your heart this way? Take some time. If necessary, you can pause the instructions. And if you get an answer, now give some appreciation to this part for keeping your heart safe this way. And see how it reacts to your appreciation. Now ask it, if you could heal your heart so it wouldn't be so vulnerable, so that it wouldn't need this protection anymore, what would this part like to do instead? What would your protector like to do instead, if its job wasn't needed anymore? And next, how would your protector like you to relate to it in the future? And then take a few minutes to focus your attention back here. You can feel the ground under your feet, the chair under your buttocks. Maybe you can hear some sounds around you. Or if you open your eyes, maybe you can identify 5 colors or 5 objects. Just use your own method to come back to the here and now. Thank you for joining me in this exercise.